The Pentagon has now announced that the U.S. Marine Expeditionary Unit, designed to reinforce a battalion on the ground, has joined Operation Odyssey Dawn, the code name given for the current illegal invasion of Libya. Odyssey Dawn is nothing new, but has been part of AFRICOM, one of the 9 combat commands of the Pentagon, designed, dedicated, as its website states, to supporting U.S. interests in Africa. And AFRICOM is nothing new for the Zionist neocon network, now leading the political, military, and propaganda campaign to bring down its latest boogeyman, Libyan head of state Muammar Gaddafi. Part of AFRICOM's stated mission is to counter transnational threats from extremist organizations. In other words, to bring the Zionist war on terror into the continent of Africa. In fact, the only terror is that being perpetrated by the Rothschild Zionist death machine, ultimately headquartered in the city of London, Bankster Fortress. Prior to AFRICOM's inception, we find Jewish neocon leaders Elliot Abrams, then National Security Advisor for Global Democracy Strategy, and Paul Wolfowitz, former Pentagon chief, lobbying for an expansion of their fake Jewish war on terror into the African continent via a new military command. They got what they wanted, and in October 2007, AFRICOM was formed with headquarters in Stuttgart, Germany, waiting for an opportunity to make its move into the dark continent, which is about to become covered with a Zionist shroud and African blood. The main obstacle to AFRICOM's push into Africa has been none other than, you guessed it, Libya's Muammar Gaddafi, who began solidifying the African Union in recent times as a counterblock to the Zionist West. But the UN, run by Zionist-controlled U.S., Britain, and France, checkmated Gaddafi by what amounts to a one-world government dictate, illegally authorized Operation Odyssey Dawn to invade and attack Libya, ostensibly to protect the Libyan civilians. Nah, Odyssey Dawn is not intended to protect Libyan civilians, but rather to use them as a pretext to pave the way for the infiltration of the Zionist-manipulated AFRICOM throughout the African continent, beginning with Libya. It's all over for Gaddafi, my friends, whose claims to sovereignty to protect him from an illegal invasion of his country are being ignored, stepped on, and overruled by the Jewish propaganda machine that has long dominated the opinion-making apparatus of the Zionist West. And it's all over for the continent of Africa, whose oil, mineral resources, and political machinery will be in the hands of not only those who crucified Christ, but who wish to crucify any nation that does not bow to their Zionist global rule as well. It's the newest genocidal war of Zionist Jewish imperialism. Indeed, a Zionist Odyssey dawning in Africa will bring one more continent under their fat, kosher, Zionist Jewish thumb.